This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury, and of course, I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Arvind Yuvraj.
We started off with a whole bunch of questions, but we're going to refer back to our brain hacking thing that we just had a couple of minutes ago. Arvind, you got a couple of messages you want to relay.
Yeah, so this comes from numbers 3999, who says that total recall, but I think that meditation, pretty much does the same effect, which you can't argue with. It's a kind of a brain hack,
a safe brain hack,
And then this comes from Paul J, who says that, I think referring to your previous topic, this is certainly a waste of time and money. Thoroughly enjoy your show every day. Congrats, team. Then this one comes from Raja, who says that, maybe if I'm still in my teens, it would help me in my exams and in my career development. It would definitely be cheaper than spending hundreds of thousands, as you would be able to qualify for scholarships for passing your exams with flying colors.
And scholarships. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay, just to keep the topic going, if you feel like there are too many things to do but not enough time to do them, you're not alone. In a 2016 Pew survey, 60% of working parents always felt rushed. So the question was, would you rather have more time or more money? Let us know, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on Instagram at BFM Radio. This is a story that I picked up yesterday about this thing called the No Pics Go. Not the best of names for this device.
Can you say that again?
No Pics Go. So we've seen a number of devices that use ultrasound to ward off mosquitoes. Have you seen these things? You can buy them in like 7-Eleven or at a lot of the cheaper stores. You plug them in and it's supposed to, whatever.
Yep.
So a lot of people, including myself, think that these deterrents don't just work at all, right?
These are the coils, right?
The electric ones that you plug in and you switch it on, and it's supposed to give off a frequency that scares
off mosquitoes. Oh, the blue light thing.
Yeah, right. It's supposed to scare off mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. Rubbish. Anyway, so this No Pics Go mosquito bite protection wristband, they take a slightly different approach, and they emit electromagnetic waves instead. So it's been designed by this guy called Kurt Stoll, who's a Swiss electronics engineer. And what he says is that it gives off weak waves given off by the wristband that mimic the atmospheric electrical discharges that are naturally produced by approaching thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. So apparently what it does, you put this thing on your wrist, and it sends out these very small electromagnetic waves that are harmless to humans and other animals, but it essentially convinces, allegedly, the mosquito that there is a thunderstorm coming, and therefore, instead of coming towards you, it will run off and hide. So that's the idea behind it. So what he's saying is this thing has been proven to be fairly effective, and that the bites that he was supposed to get were reduced by 50% when he was in a heavily mosquitoed area.
So only half the mosquitoes are afraid of thunderstorms.
That was my first thing. The rest of them are like, nope, I have an umbrella. I don't care. You know. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if this thing genuinely works, right, and you could kind of incorporate the idea of this into something like a Fitbit or into something like a watch. You can charge it. The idea is you charge it for an hour, and it lasts for a week. Mm-hmm. So even if it is only slightly, you know, if it only works slightly a little bit, then I don't see a bad, you know, I'm muddling up my words here, aren't I? I don't see how it can be a bad thing if there's proof that it doesn't actually work. And if you want one of these things, you can already get them now. They are on, What's it called?
Kickstarter?
That's the one. Thank you very much, Audrey. At $70 so far.
That's not bad.
Right.
That's under 300 ringgit.
Right.
Does it say what the radius is of the thunderstorm?
2 meters. 2 meters. 6.6 feet around your body or around your wrist.
Confusing time for mosquitoes. Right. It's like they fly. Thunderstorm.
Ooh, thunderstorm. No
thunderstorm.
So the idea is that you go out in a group and you all wear one. You see?
But how many times can you cry thunderstorm before
before it goes?
These fellas are smart.
I know.
You know, they're really clever and deceptive that way. So.
But I'm very keen to know whether or not this works. You know, I'd like, because they have a really nice promotional video for it, right? This family, they're hiking into an area which you know is heavily populated by mosquitoes, and of course all these mosquitoes just kind of disperse. And I'm thinking, oh, that's wonderful. I wish it was real, you know, because something like this, if it were cheap enough, enough. You could roll it to countries where there's a huge problem with mosquitoes. Something
malaria.
Like, if it could be cheap enough, something like this is a great idea.
Also, when I first read this article, bringing a thunderstorm to your wrist, it reminded me of that Street Fighter character with like the the tornadoes, the whirlwinds. And
the voodoo guy.
Dalsim.
Dalsim.
That's number one. Yeah, number two, this does sound better than the coconut oil remedy. Have you guys read that?
No, tell
it's going
more.
Around on WhatsApp
of
where they tell
is.
You to apply coconut oil from your knees below. And apparently it will ward away Aedes mosquitoes because Aedes mosquitoes apparently can't fly above your knee level. So if you just moisturize your legs with coconut oil, you won't get dengue, apparently. This is completely false. This WhatsApp message is completely untrue. Go Google it.
Messages
and you will
from
find,
your auntie.
Exactly. And you will find scientists who are just completely miffed by
why
this
would they say
by
that?
This because message. But that's what, yeah, it's one of those.
Maybe it's not that the mosquitoes don't bite. It's just that the mosquitoes just slip off. They have no grip when you have coconut oil on your legs.
But 80s mosquitoes can't fly above your knee level.
Oh, yeah. That,
everybody's a different height for a start. And there are children and there are tall people and short people. Oh,
yeah.
My word.
And if this remedy really works, then you're just going to have to do coconut oil all over.
Oh, dear.
Imagine that.
Oh, dear. Right.
I would love to buy this, though.
If it works, yes.
Yeah. Like one for each wrist.
Right.
Like if you're going like hiking or jungle trekking or something, the last thing you want is to get bitten like all over and come up. But if this actually works, then it takes away the need for sticky like mosquito repellent or the stuff you have to wipe all over your body.
Yes.
And you just like put it on like a Fitbit. You hardly even know it's there. You can't hear it.
Exactly. I think it's a great idea.
And I would totally go all Dalsim on those mosquitoes.
On those mosquitoes.
If only it works. Right. That's it. We're going to take a very short break. Keep feeding back, folks. Would you rather have more time or more money, and why? Let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, and on InstaStory at BFM Radio. Any more messages? Yes?
We've got more messages. We'll come back with those.
Okie dokie, then. Let's have some music. The Goo Goo Dolls with Big Machine here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.